evening, everybody, and welcome to this Bun and Crouch Town Council Planning Meeting. Take it, anyone hasn't got any sniffles or symptoms of corona or anything? Marvellous. Welcome back, Harry Town Clark. Everything clock. Did you have a lovely Monday?
Yes.
Good. So, we have a brief agenda this morning, but first, apologies. Now, I have apologies from Councillors Rawlinson, Stamp and Wilson. I think
that's it.
Okay. Declarations of interest. All town councils have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda, having regard to the Code of Conduct for members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meetings. Right, have we had the minutes? They were just the resolutions, I think, weren't they, for the last one? So I think we were all here. I think we can confirm that we resolved those things.
Yeah.
Super. Which brings us on to our humongous list of applications for planning consents tonight, starting with 00260, and it's agricultural. Is that just for noticing?
Dunwick Farm,
yes, just for notification. Prior notification for a general purpose agricultural building.
Just to note though, through the chair, that it's actually saying refused, it will need full planning permission.
Okay.
So we just know that, I guess.
Thanks for that, Councillor Mumford, that's helpful. Okay, which then brings us on to 00263, the old clubhouse on the quay. Now, Councillor Calvert has very, very helpfully emailed round some information about this, which I found very useful. And it relates to proposed railings. Now, many of you will remember that we had a lengthy debate. Originally, they proposed a fence, and there was much outrage at privatising the view of the river. And so we asked them to go away again and come back with something else, which they did, which was railings, which the application was then called in, and it was not supported, it was refused. On design grounds only, because we thought the design was not really of a standard that we expected for the conservation area. So we asked them to go away and come back with something else, and this is something else that they have come back with, which is a design that follows the shape of the hull of the Vanguard. Because allegedly the Otter Hut was a fueling station, and allegedly the Vanguard might have fueled there when it was going off to Dunkirk to do its thing.
What's the writing where it's pointing to the floodgate?
Which I just looked up.
I can read it. New gate set in front of existing floodgate.
Ah, okay, so it's going in front of the floodgate.
Yeah, just so that, you know, the floodgate's secure, because there's no point in having railings across the top if anyone can just open the floodgate again.
Yeah.
I would imagine that the Environment Agency would have to have access to that to open and close the floodgate. I don't know how that works. I don't recall there being an Environment Agency objection to the previous railings one, which did also have this same thing.
And what does the little box say to the right of the gate?
This one?
That, yeah.
What you just asked and what she just said.
No, I can read that out. It says, Dunkirk Little Ships Information Plant.
And allegedly, they might well put the Vanguard in there sometimes when their boat's not there. Although when pushed further on one, that might be 9 or 10 years' time. So I think we can... So what do we think? The people who work in the Otter Hut, they are content with it as long as the railings aren't actually attached to their building.
So do my boxes are in the boat, or is that...
Do you want to...
I'm just asking everybody else's opinion. If you zoom in...
I couldn't see it on that very well on that. What does it... It does...
These boxes.
Yeah, what were they?
I don't know.
Is it... Pro- their boat?
Is it South End across the...
Yeah. Or is it South End across the way?
I think it might be their boat in the background.
It might be their boat in the background, I don't know.
I mean, I just don't see the point of those ravens, really.
Well, no.
They don't afford them any privacy. Unless they're going to grow stuff around.
The original...
No, they've got a £2 million boat they're going to park there. And that's what it's about.
Can I just say that part of the original discussion...
I said that on purpose, so people.
Part of the original discussion for the fence was that they claimed that there was a health and safety hazard with people nipping over. And also that people were dealing drugs on that little part of the fence, which, quite frankly, did seem slightly ludicrous.
Yeah, however, I did mention that was, yeah. Let's just say I had a discussion about that with the lead planning lead specialist, and he said that issues like that tend to not be taken into consideration, or certainly not given the weight applicants might think when applications go in. So.
Yeah. So the point of the railings was to stop people climbing over the wall. Okay, so we've now got prettier looking railings, but for that purpose.
Essentially that.
It's also, I suppose, a bit of history about back next year about the Dunkirk thing, something else for people to look at when they go for a walk along the seawall, rather than the decaying path that highways haven't fixed. But
over to you really.
I propose that we support.
Okay, do I have a second for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we've got in favour. I think we might have...
I object, because I think the view of the river further up the railings, we had a lot of problems with residents saying that they didn't like the railings per se. And I think when these railings are installed, they will obscure the view partly, and I think they will be unpopular with residents. And I agree with the residents. I wouldn't like my view of the river obscured by a set of railings, but even if the shape of a vanguard... Because they look fairly thick railings.
I suppose they haven't got the diameters.
Well, I've got a picture here, and the top railing is the same as a quarter of bricks.
Oh!
With, so I'm only going off what I can see.
Is there any detail in there?
Well, all I can do is offer this picture around, which is a picture of the north elevation, which does seem to indicate brickwork. And does seem to indicate the top railing will be the same as a course of bricks if you just look at it. So I'm personally and against it.
I don't know, can we note for diameter and thickness of the materials? Or
no, because that will be just part of the specification that accompanied these pictures. We can't influence that at all.
No.
It's either what they've applied for or what
they've...
Or not, yeah. So you've got in favour, 1, 2, 3...
I'd like to retract mine.
Okay.
Yeah, just because sort of...
I would propose that we do not support this due to the fact that the railings will obscure the view of the river, which has previously proved very unpopular with local residents.
I sort of think you may have been...
So are we saying we do not support this now?
Yeah.
I think we're unanimously not supporting it. We've used Mr. Planning Clerk. Thank you, Councillor Calvert. Thank you again for doing so much investigating into that. That was excellent. Thank you. And we have 104206392 Hillside Road, addition to roof space to create gabled roof form, along with the addition of 2 dormers to the front roof slope and 3 roof lights to the side and rear roof slopes. Demolition existing garage and single story side extension to form new garage. Changes to fenestration and other associated development, including extension to drive. It's quite major, isn't it? That's clear. That's your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Yeah. I had a look, and I can't see. I can see the new plan, but I can't see the old plan. So I'm not quite sure what difference it's making to the skyline. So I really didn't see it. I think it's already been done, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, retrospective.
Also, when you say you did, there is one set of plans that show the red outline of the new and the black outline, I think I've got it the right way, of the old roof.
Oh, right.
So it's really extending the size of the roof considerably to the length, the width of the house.
Oh, right, I wasn't quite sure about that.
So that you've got that extra floor, essentially,
right.
In the roof.
I could see the new elevations. I couldn't find a picture of the old elevations.
Have there been any objections?
I also thought we'd seen this before.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah,
I think
we've already seen it.
We have already seen it.
March and we supported it.
Yeah, I guess we supported it.
Well,
again,
I don't see why this is different. I don't see why this is different to the one with the 3rd of March.
If there's the.
Well, that's already been done.
Yeah, but that's my point. That's the old bungalow, and that's the bigger roof.
So, what is the point of this particular application?
It's just a minor amendment, I think. I don't think, we have seen it.
So why is it here again?
Somewhere in it is a minor amendment. I think it might even be the fenestration bit, And I think there was a reposition of the garage.
As long as parking's not being lost, which it isn't, by the looks of things, then I don't have a...
I propose we support.
Yeah, I support that.
Everybody happy?
Brilliant, thank you. We don't seem to have any decisions from Mulder.
We do have a page.
We have an appeal that is extremely...
Thank you. Zero 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 five seven 23 Worcester Road, demolition existing garage and rear addition and retro two-storey side extension and single-storey rear was approved. 3106 Road, single-storey rear extension approved. Tree works at 2 Chapel Road, allowed to proceed. We get the Temperance House, the Belvedere, rooftop Belvedere was approved at some committee. And 24 Marsh Road, prior notification for proposed grain stores refused. I don't know why. Appeals now, yes, unfortunately, we lost the appeal against Carbuncle Phase 2. It went on for 3 days. Unfortunately, Councillor Stamps not here, she listened to the whole thing pretty much. And once we got the first one, we were never going to win this, really. So it was the first one going through, which, again, I mean, it was astounding. We know why it went through. We know who pushed it through. Councillor Fuca, absolutely. First one. Should never have gone through. It was before we were all in council. And unfortunately, that was done for us. So... Yeah.
Can I just say, I don't know if anybody's read that inspections report, but it's, I didn't know whether to laugh hysterically or cry, because every objection that the district planners put up, the inspector turned on its head magically,
well,
as if to say, this is a benefit and actually this is lawful. But paragraph after paragraph is complete nonsense for this. For Burnham. I just read it and thought, what is the point of having planning law?
No.
It's desperate.
We've done up like...
Like a kipper, from beginning to end,
we were absolutely... And it's sickening.
It is.
Absolutely sickening. And had the first one not gone through, and then they'd gone to appeal, they would have lost.
Yeah.
They would have lost. But because committee... led by Councillor Fluker, pushed it through because they didn't want it on their patch. And I know I'm being recorded, so I probably shouldn't say that, but frankly, I don't care.
I really recommend people read it because you realise what we're up against.
Yeah.
And there's one wonderful point, picking up on that, where the inspector says, yes, of course it will be a bit, I'm paraphrasing here, of course it will be a bit ugly and not quite in keeping with the landscape. But actually there's precedent now because phase one is going to be built.
Exactly. Yeah. So
it's more of the same.
Like a kipper.
Yeah.
And on that note, that's 7:17. close the meeting.